Poet Philip Levine has spent a lifetime writing elegies to the people and places of his youth in the auto factories and working-class homes of Detroit. Levine is the author of 16 books of poetry. His latest is called Breath. Tom Vitale has this profile.
Philip Levine says his new book started out with a different title, but then he noticed that the word breath kept popping up in the poems.
And I started thinking about that word and the fact that the poetry goes out on it, life comes in on it, music goes out on it, life comes in on it. And it seems so essential to me.
The poet's own breath figures prominently in Call It Music, a Whitman-esque ode spiced with a whiff of jazz.
Some days I catch a rhythm, almost a song in my own breath. I'm alone here in Brooklyn. It's late morning. The sky above the St. George Hotel is clear. Clear for New York, that is. The radio is playing Bird Flight. Parker, in his California tragic voice 50 years ago, his faltering lover man just before he crashed into chaos.
Jazz is a recurring theme in Levine's new poems, which include references to Charlie Parker, Bud Powell, and Clifford Brown, among others. Levine says when he was a young poet attending Wayne State University after World War II, among his friends were some of the finest jazz musicians of his generation.
Pepper Adams, for example, is in some of my classes, and Kenny Burrell, and Tommy Flanagan, and Barry Harris. And I saw that these young people were creating a life inside music. Even though they were kids, they were my age. They're living on their art. They're living in and on it. And I thought, you can do this in America. I mean, it was the first time I saw it. When I would tell people, you know, my family, I wanted to write poetry, they'd say, are you kidding? There's an expression in Yiddish, darf mir gehen in college? For this you went to college?
Levine managed to live in his art, but for many years he couldn't earn a living from it. He worked throughout his 20s on the assembly lines of the great post-war factories of Detroit, churning out radiators and brakes for Packards and Cadillacs and Chevys. Levine's first book of poetry was published in 1963, and he never stopped writing. In a review of Breath in the New York Times, Terence Rafferty called Philip Levine a great American poet.
One of the things you get from Levine is a very strong and concrete sense of life in America in the 20th century and now the 21st century. He covers a really wide range of American experience. And, you know, the only link in this really is his own consciousness, his own sensibility, his own intuition that in the progress of an ordinary American's life, such as his, there can be a kind of grace and a kind of beauty if you catch those rhythms on the air.
Philip Levine's ordinary life began in 1928 as the son of Russian Jewish immigrants. When he was 5 years old, his father died. He started writing poems when he was 13, but he says he had to look beyond the genteel Victorian poetry he read in school for the rhythms he was interested in. Levine says he found what he was looking for on the radio, listening to preachers.
Detroit at the time was probably half Southern. And every Sunday morning you could turn on these guys, both white and black, and they would belt out language like I never heard. I loved it. I didn't pay any attention to what they were saying. I knew who Jesus Christ was, but I wasn't going to be moved by him. I mean, so life was touching, but it wasn't going to save me. But what was going to save me was the music of their voices.
Critic Terence Rafferty says the music is everywhere in Levine's poetry. But you have to listen carefully.
If you're not paying attention, it can sound like just awfully good prose. And yet, as you hear it in your head, you know it's not prose. I mean, it has music. I mean, it has meter. It has subtle surprises in the diction and the thought of the poem. The idea of the poem is always something that you wouldn't get in a short story or a novel.
The perfect sunlight angles into my little room above Willow Street. I listen to my breath come and go and try to catch its curious taste, part milk, part iron, part blood, as it passes from me into the world. This is not me. This is automatic. This entering and exiting, my body's essential occupation, without which I am a thing.
There is a sadness that runs through Levine's latest poems, a sense of loss, lost friends, lost opportunities, lessons not learned. Levine, who turned 77 on January 10th, says despite winning 2 National Book Awards and a Pulitzer Prize, he's always had the sense that nothing he does matters.
But I assumed that when I got into my 70s, I would be a lot wiser than I am. I would know a hell of a lot more. I'd be more at peace. I'm still the same guy, and to some degree I'm a little disappointed by that.
But Levine says he does thank his lucky stars that he can still see and hear, and that he still has creative energy. He's already a third of the way through his next book.
Music. I'll call it music. It's what we need, as the sun staggers behind the low gray clouds, blowing relentlessly in from that nameless ocean. The calm and endless one I've still to cross.
Philip Levine says the most important events that have shaped his work are not literary ones, but ordinary events, being an identical twin, the death of his father, his 50-year marriage, and having children. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News.